When the Baltimore City Council meets this afternoon, it's expected to adopt Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake's $2.49 billion budget plan for the coming fiscal year. WIPR's Kenneth Burns is on the line to bring us a look at some of the highlights of that plan. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, Nathan.
So can you remind us what is in the budget?
Well, let's start with what is not in the budget. There are no cuts to services. There are also no tax increases. The budget also does not depend on any revenue from speed or red light cameras that have been offline for more than a year. What it does include is a cut in the property tax rate, another 2 cents to about $2.13 per $100 of assessed value. The tax rate has been cut over the last 3 years by 14 cents, still remains highest in the state, however. It's part of the mayor's plan to cut the rate by 20 cents by the year 2020. The Board of Estimates has already signed off on that cut a couple of weeks ago. And there's also money for some crime-fighting initiatives like Operation Ceasefire, money for the Youth Connection Centers that will replace the summer curfew centers, and plus nighttime basketball.
What's the overall reaction to the budget been?
Many of the council are pleased with the budget, including Council President Jack Young, Councilwoman Helen Holton, who leads the committee that kind of shepherded the budget through. She was happy. And she was quoting the Baltimore Sun as saying that services are already cut to the bone, and she had a chance to dig in, and she seems pleased.
What about the public? What reactions are there?
I didn't get a sense that there was a whole lot of opposition to the mayor's budget proposal. When the Board of Estimates held their taxpayers' night, this was back in May, only one person showed up. She happens to work in the office of Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark, and she was advocating for more money for skate parks. Compare that to when the city council held their taxpayer night and more people showed up easily.
What did they say?
They just had various comments on the budget, usually what they would like to see or what they didn't like about it. But for the most part, they seem pleased.
So the budget looks like it's on track for easy passage. When does the city council meet today?
They'll meet at 3 o'clock this afternoon to pass the budget. And then an hour later, the Board of Estimates will receive the report on what the council did.
Kenneth Burns covers City Hall for WIPR. He'll have more about Baltimore's budget tomorrow at our website, wipr.org. Click the newsroom link. Thanks, Kenneth.
Thank you.